first report this evening is the fireworks legislation that was passed. And Mike, please.
I told someone today we were going to have fireworks, literally fireworks, so let's talk about it. On May 9th, as you know, the governor signed into law Senate File 489 that permits the sale and use of consumer fireworks in Iowa. Previously, only novelty fireworks like sparklers and little round worms and whatnot were permitted in Iowa. The legislation specifically allows now a first-class and second-class consumer fireworks that were previously illegal in Iowa. In general terms, first-class fireworks are fireworks that are aerial in nature and explosive, like firecrackers. And second-class consumer fireworks are generally round-based type fireworks, like waterfalls, sparkler-type devices. There was a handout included in the packet that showed the two classes of consumer fireworks and two general items for the council to keep in consideration. First, under the bill, the sale of fireworks is allowed. Fireworks is allowed in permanent structures between June 1st and July 8th, and December 10th and January 3rd of each year. In addition, the fireworks are permitted in temporary structures between June 13th and July 8th each year. Related to time and date restrictions, the bill sets out that general dates and hours are from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. from June 1st through July 8th and December 10th through January 3rd. There's some special caveats around 4th of July. They'd be allowed between 9 and 11 on July 4th and the preceding Saturday and Sunday. And then during the New Year's holidays, they'd be allowed between 9 a.m. and 12:30 on New Year's Eve and 9 a.m. to 11 on the Saturday and Sunday preceding and following New Year's Eve. It's also worth noting that only fireworks are authorized only to be shot off on your property or property of someone who says you, if they give you permission to shoot it off. I did include a copy of the current city ordinance, but it does today prohibit the use and sale of fireworks in Carroll. Without a change, those prohibitions will remain in place in the city of Carroll. While the city can clearly regulate the hours of operation, it is questionable if we can regulate the sale of fireworks. Certainly the city has the ability through zoning to place restrictions on where and how they can be sold, and if they need to be in a permanent building or temporary building, but then needs to be regulated through zoning. But you can't just outright prohibit a use. You have to regulate it through zoning. You still have to allow it at some level. So tonight, we really ask the council to provide, to discuss the issue and provide some direction to staff on how to proceed on this. I think obviously the two items are the use of fireworks and some items to consider is, does the city allow first-class fireworks, second-class fireworks, and then is there additional dates and time restrictions on the use of fireworks that you want to consider? And then related to the sale of fireworks, we obviously need to remove the prohibition. But then does the city want to consider regulations on where they're sold? Do you want to ban temporary structures? Do you want to restrict certain districts that they can be sold in? Do you want to ban residential sales? Because I know at least one person that wants to sell them out of the garage already. So I would say my phone has literally rang off the hook, including getting a call at about 4:15 even today before I came up here. This is, people have a very much of an interest both ways. And I'm sure the fire chief and police chief will both like to interject a little bit of thoughts into this discussion. So at that, we just ask the council review this and give us some directions on how you'd like to proceed with this issue at this time. That, we can happy to answer any questions the council has about fireworks.
I have one question just to start then rolling. Who collects the fee from the fire marshals, and what is that fee? It's not stated in here.
It's the state.
Okay.
And there's different fees based on the type of structure, how much you're selling in your structure. So it varies. It's a few hundred dollars based on.
So the city has nothing to do with collecting those fees or handling them in any way. So they would have to present a permit, though.
Yeah. Now, one of the things we've heard through the fire marshal's office is I'm not sure they can issue all the permits that people may want statewide, because there's only two people that issue permits.
They won't have time.
They're not going to have time. So that's going to be an issue. It's a licensing issue, but that's not
our concern.
So
So someone who wants to sell them has to apply to the state.
They have to be licensed through the state.
Licensed through the state.
Obviously, if, and the calls I'm getting are from the fireworks vendors, because it's not uncommon for local jurisdictions to have requirements like we do, like peddler's license. So if you come up and just set up a tent, you're still going to need a peddler's license, depending on if you live in town or not. So you may need some local zoning permits, and those are the calls we're getting, is what's your local zoning requirement? And in a lot of cases, I've been saying, stay tuned, call me tomorrow, so I'll be spending my morning, I'm sure, on the phone.
Before we get too far, I'd like to hear from the chief, police, and fire department, what their thoughts are.
Well, I guess I can start. I think at the state level, the Iowa Firemen's Association was opposed to legalizing any type of fireworks other than the calves, snakes, and sparklers. That was unsuccessful, and I would just add my own personal thoughts here that, you know, if you have first-class fireworks, that certainly is going to increase the risk of a personal injury accident or possibly a fire. I can't say how much that would increase. The second-class fireworks are probably a little more safe in that they don't project off of your property, so to speak, and you don't have the noise of the fireworks exploding and that type of thing. I would say a way that that risk could be reduced is definitely shorten the time that they would possibly be allowed, maybe 3 days before and three after the 4th, and that's with either class, I would suggest that, to reduce some of that risk, I guess. But, you know, how much risk there's going to be, I don't know. This is a first-time thing for the state of Iowa, first-time thing for me. You know, I don't know how much risk would be taken. There are some people that would handle the responsibility well, but there are others that may not handle that so well. There would be a risk of, you know, fire, depending on where they're shooting them and that type of thing. But I think the second class, you had some risk, and allowing first class, you probably assume a little more risk of injury, that type of thing. So that would be my offering, is if we go with the first class and include everything that, I would think that time frame should certainly be shortened up. You know, because if you start June 1 and end July 8, it seems like an awful long time to allow anything like that in my mind.
So are you saying to go ahead and use them in town?
Well, with some apprehension. I would certainly be more in favor of the second class than allowing the first class.
And we would
to reduce allowed, risk.
We would be allowed to regulate either, correct?
You can certainly set up, I mean, right now they're prohibited both classes.
Both classes, correct.
So it would take an ordinance amendment by the council to allow one or either or both classes. But yes, you could restrict and say you can have second class but not first class, or you could allow all.
As far as I'm concerned, whatever, what goes up must come down. When rockets go come down, they're not going to come down anymore, right? Not very often. So that's a concern of mine. And I look through this, maybe I missed something. Are there age restrictions on who can purchase these? I must have missed it when I looked. 18? Okay, thank you.
I kind of agree with Greg on some of the restrictions on shooting these, and with that, I think you got to take either one of two options, mostly because of enforcement. They're going to be all in, matching the state code, or completely denying it. I don't think there's any middle ground in between it by setting dates. As the enforcement part, there's too much confusion. That'll be what's the city ordinance here compared to Glidden to the state. So I think if there's any apprehension at all, you just completely ban them in the city. Mainly because enforcement is going to be tough. If we say we have 6 days here, but you know, people who are coming to visit or anything else are going to be not knowing the codes. Citizens will also say they're unaware of the codes and have issues. So either way, we're going to get calls. We get calls starting about the middle of June now anyway on fireworks. So we'll probably see an increase, though, with them being more readily available in town. So that's the way I see it. I see there, you know, we just follow the state code or we completely ban in town.
What's your current process now? If you get called, what do you do?
We talk to the homeowners. I can't recall a time that we ever issued a citation for it. We get them to stop that way. We have seized fireworks in the past also.
Greg, has there ever been a fire-related issue from fireworks that you can?
We've had one that I know of in my 30-plus years as on fire department. That was caused by a sparkler, which was legal at the time. Some kids dropped one in a wood frame porch on a house and got the porch burned. But other than that, no.
Chief Shrek, your volunteer department, are your volunteers, what are their take on this?
I sent out an email to the officers of the department, and most had mixed feelings, I guess. A couple supported the second class, and maybe not the first class, but there was no total opposition to them, you know. So, kind of mixed feeling. No one said outright that they would not want them to be permitted in any form, so.
I mean, I think everybody likes to watch them. I think people like to use them. But again, my concern is the congestion that we have in town. And it's the neighborhood that you have to worry about. It's like Jerry said, it goes up, must come down. I don't want to start my neighbor's house on fire, but I still like to see fireworks, you know.
And that's more of the risk you would run by allowing the first class, because those are aerial projectiles and they're subject to drift, and you know where they come down, you don't know.
Plus the debris that's coming off under you, and leaving paper all over your neighborhood, the paper tearing out.
And one other comment I had from one of the officers was that, and I think that was a good idea too, is to eliminate them completely if anything is passed during the New Year's holiday, is to eliminate that.
Why is that?
Just noise that time of year, I guess, and you know, hard to say. It's generally dry, drier conditions. You know, lawns are brown if there's no snow, that kind of thing. And then that, you know, another thing we discussed too is having the authority or right, if anything is passed, to ban their use in dry conditions, those type of things too. You know.
That I'd go along with it.
Yeah.
If there was some feeling to do that, but you know, if we had like a water ordinance like what we got going on now, they would ban that again too.
Who typically issues the fire ban when we're in the dry spells?
I believe the majority of the fire chiefs in the county can do it, or the county board of supervisors. And I'm not sure if a city council could probably do that, or, you know, city. Of course, in the city limits, we can't burn anyway. But there are special provisions for campfires and recreational fires at that. The council could take action on what is permitted now.
Like a water ban, isn't that something you set up, Randy?
The council.
Wells go low.
Council approves it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and as this is a first year thing, you know, that's really something, and all of a sudden it's here. I mean, there was discussion about it, but now it's here. And, you know, I guess if we enter into this, if whatever council decides doesn't work, you're not happy with it, it could be ended next year, you know.
I think this thing will be tweaked for more than just 1 or 2 years.
I didn't think it was going to pass just because of all the years that we weren't allowed. I know there's always been that interest, but all of a sudden, boom, there it is.
I think it was sales tax on
it. Very, probably right.
Do you have any concerns, Dave, from a legal standpoint? I see you're kind of looking at the law. It looks like you have some highlights.
This is an open book
for
legal interpretation. And I guess you described it as a mess.
Okay.
More so than anything else.
You're talking about the past law. The law that has been passed is a mess.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions there. And I would feel uncomfortable trying to answer.
Did anything stand out as a concern directly to the city that we represent? Or just the law in general?
No, just the law in general. Yeah. We still have the ability to control the use. The sales is something that's going to be forced upon us. But we still have flexibility with the use of fireworks.
Insurance wise, will housing insurance rates, is that something that could increase also? You know, all of a sudden you've got that extra, where we didn't have that risk before. Is that a significant amount that shows up in the actuarial tables that all of a sudden your insurance rates go up?
That makes sense to me.
All of a sudden.
You're saying are dependent on what we allow?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're saying.
You know, right now they're banned, so there's really no reason for an insurance company to say,
question.
Now, all of a sudden, they're legalized and you can use them, and they can determine that your firework burned down your neighbor's house.
A few people have reached out to me, as I said, don't change this angle, it's way down. That's kind of surprised to hear, but the common sense part of it says we can't restrict the cells, that we allow the cells, structure that the way we want it. And I would recommend to you to status quo for at least a year and see how this law, you know.
How it affects on the whole.
And if it's a huge issue, we can make changes, but if it's not, we don't worry about it.
I read some articles on the internet about what other cities are doing, and some are doing a moratorium, and some are going, you know, 100% behind this, but people who talk to me, I thought they'd be concerned about safety as the nuisance, like the debris. You can't control a lot of these. Someone was concerned about his pet, and the noise and so on, and it just seems to me it opens up a lot of Pandora's box of issues that we could avoid and let the police and other people focus on other more important issues. And someone did raise the insurance, asking whether, you know, is anybody going to check with
housing insurance?
Housing insurance to see
that. How will that change this in rates? I think.
But.
I suspect it's over claims.
Then I would go, yeah.
When's the last day that we can legally set this?
Well, at some point, you would need to, well, back up for a second. Without a special meeting, obviously, this is going to go into effect on June 1st. So some of this is just going to start happening. You know, the use of the fireworks, if what I'm hearing is keep status quo, council doesn't need to do anything, because we already have a prohibition. We eventually may want to tweak it, because I think the current state law and what we have, we can clarify it better.
We would have to address the sales portion.
On the sales portion. I mean, the state law is likely just going to override us. Now the question becomes, does the council want to start considering other avenues on zoning restrictions on how it is? Have to allow it to get sold. But there are other unsavory uses that we have in our zoning code. We restrict where it happens. We still have to allow it, but we put in restrictions on where it can happen. When it comes to the permit structure, that's going to already happen, because we're not, unless barring you have a special meeting in the zoning commission to take an action and bring it back. I don't think we could do that by June 1st. So that's going to get me. Now, temporary structure, you know, if you guys say, no, we don't want the temporary structures. And I think that's where I'm getting the most calls from. Certainly, there's a couple, at least one permanent structure that I know they want to put in there in commercial business. But the majority of the calls are, we want to come into your community and set up a tent and be here for the purpose. You know, that we can do an ordinance. That provision in state law doesn't allow sales until we have a meeting on June 10th or June 12th, so you know there's some timing that we would go get published per se. But
wouldn't it be fair to the vendor to have to sit and wait until then?
But certainly, if you gave notice tonight and say, you know, we're going to head that down that direction, we can let vendors know that's where the council's headed.
Or we can have a special meeting.
Or you could do special meetings.
Well, I'm not too interested in having them sold out of someone's garage in a residential area for starters. So I couldn't support that.
I think we have ordinances that prohibit that particular one. Okay.
There probably is, with the amount of gunpowder, does it know that how much they have in there?
I would assume there is, but I don't know off the top of my head what that is.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to specify that as some sort of a...
We need a home occupation permit. So, I mean, they have to go through a process before they can start doing that.
Okay.
And I think we would want to stop that. I mean, Dave, you see any...
Yeah, I'm really not concerned with the residential setup of fireworks. Like you mentioned, there would have to be a home occupation permit requested. Board of Adjustment would then need to approve that. There'd be a hearing, and
so we don't have to pass anything to restrict that. We don't have to pass anything at this time.
But we're just talking about residential properties at this point?
Yeah.
As far as residential properties, I would agree with you.
We don't?
Yeah, I think we can keep tents and garage sales in residential areas that are important.
Where somebody has a home business already in a residential area, would they be able to do that underneath their, they would have a problem?
There's a specific purpose that's granted by the Board of Adjustment, whether it be for babysitting or whatever other home occupation it might be. So they couldn't kind of dovetail fireworks on that.
I shouldn't, as I say, I hate to dump all that on the Board of Adjustment. I think it's our responsibility as a council to help along with that, you know, have some restriction.
You know, nobody's got an FFL out of their homes, do they?
Thought there was one over by the...
I don't have any paper for current ones that are residences.
Thought there was one over by the post office.
They expire though, and I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen any, okay. Thought there was one over there when I looked the last time, but it's been a couple of years since I looked.
Am I the only one who doesn't know what that means?
Federal firearm license.
Sell firearms, what, I would assume this would kind of fall under that umbrella. It's gunpowder, it's fireworks, firearms.
Thank you.
Dangerous explosive items. I don't have a trouble with, I guess, selling them, like, in the business district, that area, hard top building, with the tents, fly by night, I think, I guess I have trouble with.
That's my main, to the commercial hard stand building.
Mm-hmm.
On this street, on this corner.
You have a specific address in mind?
We can do what West Des Moines did, they're passing an ordinance saying, here's an area that we're gonna allow the sales, they need to be in a permanent building, but by the way, there's no permanent buildings there today.
And we're not gonna allow them, and have a weight issue on that and see what happens in a year. I mean, geez, 51 years, I waited, it was another year to wait.
Carolyn, I did some research.
Oh, I just was looking up other cities, and they're all over the map, you know, so I think it's what works.
Des Moines was gonna start theirs tonight, they were discussing theirs tonight. And I know in some communities, I was looking in the state of Nevada, you can buy them in communities, but you can't use them there, you gotta go somewhere else to use them in the state of Nevada, so it's...
Make some sales tax dollars.
Right, but they don't, you can use it, but we don't want it.
To sell it to you, but don't use it here.
Right.
There are lots of places that can use it.
There are some, to Colorado or California, you have to be a resident to purchase. Can't not be a resident to purchase the stuff. So. The thing is it's creeping in. South Dakota has it, Nebraska has it. People are already going across. Missouri has it, it's already there. So I guess Mike has some clarity, maybe a moratorium for 1 year on the use.
Well, I've got another, this is just city limits, right? Now, is it currently out of the city limits? Can they fire like a farmer? Can they do whatever they want? County? Can they do whatever they shoot, whatever they want?
I can't answer that. I don't know what the county's...
Starting June 1st, they will be able to.
Doesn't say that it's open across the whole state. It's residential areas that...
Or city limits.
City limits, yeah.
I was just curious what it is countywide.
They didn't make any motions today.
No, they're not.
They didn't discuss it today.
No, they didn't discuss it today. It wasn't on their agenda.
I suppose each township is in a small town will probably have their own rulings and on the country, it's kind of hard to manage. It's probably the safest place to do them.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is somebody could go right out of our city limits and set up a tent.
Right on the, yeah.
And set up a tent and start selling.
Right. This won't be done in time.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Usage-wise, could you just go out on a gravel road and do on a gravel road?
You have to be on private property.
You're on private property. so they won't be out of Swan Lake, obviously.
No, not legally.
No. Thanks, Jeff.
So you can see a lot of fireworks if you're close to the edge of the city limits in Cleveland.
You see a lot now already.
But then, but before it wasn't legal, but now it will be legal for anybody out of the city limits.
Yes.
You live out on the farm?
No, but...
Yeah. No, if
you're living close to the city limits, right across the road to county, they can set up a tent, sell them, and shoot them off.
Hopefully they're not shooting them off in the town.
Well, that's...
I don't know if the state would regulate the sale of them to prohibit anybody from going helter-skelter, I guess, setting up on gravel road somewhere. I would think, and I don't know that for sure, but I would think they'd have to have an application with a permanent address. And again, that's just kind of my thought. I don't know whether there's anything to back that up or not.
Well, that one company, was it Iowa Fireworks? They were going to start popping tents up right away as soon as they could. They had like 10 or 13 communities, I think, outlined already.
Yeah.
And if you signed up for their website, you got $10 off.
It's gotta be private. They gotta have a property address to do it. They can't just do it on a gravel road.
Yeah, they can't do it in the right of way, and then the next thing you know, you're up in somebody's farmyard and you disturb somebody's corner beans. You're not gonna
just have it. There's a process that they send in, and they have to have the application approved. So they just can't set up where they want to get their license.
So I guess I'll go back again. Do we understand what we want for use? Do we want to wait 1 year? Moratorium for 1 year, is that kind of what I was hearing?
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for a year.
Okay. I wouldn't call it moratorium. The DA wouldn't like that. But we have a
code issue. Just prohibit the use.
Yeah. I mean, our ordinance today prohibits it, so we wouldn't change it.
Okay.
Just keep it status quo.
I just want to check a little bit on the definition of fireworks with the new statute compared to what we have it defined as. I don't know if that will need to be tweaked or not.
So restricted to the sparklers and novelties, like currently, like what we have?
I'm not exactly sure how our definition reads right now. I think it's pretty general.
In names, this.
It's pretty specific.
We'll probably have to make some adjustments though, because it does talk about the sales in there. We're going to separate things out.
Right.
We'll clean it up though, and
bring
it back.
It doesn't break anything down between first class, second class, display, fireworks.
I think by definition, the ones that are listed all fall into that second class, that lower level. Sparklers and caps
and
snakes.
And we'll double check on that. That's the only thing I'm saying.
So we could currently do the second class that would be on that list?
No,
nothing on that.
No.
So we're pretty much regulated as sparklers novelties thing. Is where we're at now.
That's what it looks like.
Boy, if we're confused by this, just imagine the general public.
Yeah.
And the reason we keep the same for here sort of now?
Yeah.
Sure. Get a better understanding.
So could we get you to correct something of course?
Well, at this point, you have prohibited fireworks from being used in the city. The only question that I have at this point is, I want to compare the definition of fireworks in our code compared to fireworks
in the new code.
State code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that if we do status quo, the novelties and sparkler thing, we can leave it as is. Because that's what's currently being sold, like at Walmart, Kmart, or IB, or wherever. Those are already being done.
Or not.
Those would be the only things allowed.
No, we're not even that. We're just at the usage.
Right, no. I'm just saying those are the things that you can purchase and use legally in the state now, prior to this new law that the state legislature passed.
Okay.
So our current code would allow us to use the sparklers and allergies.
Okay, so we're just going to do nothing for potentially up to a year, and Mr. Berner's going to research definitions of fireworks.
And we may have to tweak our ordinance.
Just our ordinance.
Do you want to change that, do nothing is, like, so we still may need to find where we want to use that old sounds.
Right.
Kind of without doing commercial hard stand building.
That's where I would mind seeing it right now. Is there an agreement with everybody? Just kind of leaves.
I just kind of wonder what sales. I guess to, I must be wrong here, but it seems to me it'd be safer to sell them out than in a building when something goes off. Want to have it outside, isn't that the whole reason they do that?
Well, the other thing I'm a little concerned about is, and this is a double-edged sword, but if we have these tents set up in town, we have the potential for commerce to come to town as people come to buy their fireworks, and they buy some medication from you, Jerry, or stop time over from me, or whatever else. The other edge of that sword, of course, being as long as the taxpayer has a building in town and wants to do it.
But they still can't. I guess I'm not as concerned about having tents as it appears other people.
I came up with that same thought, Clay, and then my, you know, if someone has some rental property that's sitting vacant, a bare lot, someone could contact that individual and end up paying them a set fee for their land spread and pay them, and, you know.
Someone's going to get some money, aren't they?
Right. Still going to grease the wheel, I guess.
I guess I'm not concerned about the tents.
I'm not either.
I don't want to.
Where do you want them?
Well, in the business district, it'd have to be non-residential.
Non-residential.
Can we limit the number, or can everybody who just shows up at the tent just?
That's a good question. It'd be nice to limit it.
I can tell one business, yes, one.
And plus, they say, well, that's still my business.
There was the other thing is that you could end up with one tent, you could end up with 100 tents. And everybody's fighting, yeah. And then it's here for 3 days.
They'll eliminate their sales by lack of sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, the competition will take care of that.
Right.
But it'll be a mess initially.
Probably.
Oh.
I don't think they will have time to, this year, I don't see that it's going to be as big of an issue as you think, because they're just, the sales people are just as caught off guard
as everybody.
We are. I mean, they're not ready. I doubt that there's that many that even have enough inventory to sell here.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
What about the licensing? Didn't we talk some about that, that they may not be able to issue them speedy enough, or?
That's a speculation.
That's what I heard, that, you know, this has come on so quickly. I mean, it's been discussed for a couple of years, but now it's here. And I think they, in my own opinion, they may be overwhelmed, and I believe there's only two persons that are going to be issuing permits for the entire state, so.
That's kind of the way I assume it's going to happen is there's two people in our office in Des Moines that's going to be able to do the permits unless they're going to have other people help. They're going to be overwhelmed, I believe.
We could probably cut down a lot of that if we just restricted the commercial and get rid of the residential. Otherwise, if you open the residential, you're going to.
Carolyn's got a big launch. You'd probably have a tent out.
I'm ready. Don't some people sell out of semis and trucks and things? I mean, I remember driving places to buy things.
I know going through Nebraska, I've seen tents, but then South Dakota and Missouri, I always see them in buildings. They're huge buildings. They're not. Some of the truck stops out in Colorado, I own the tents. They're sitting right outside the tents. I've been through Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee, I think they were outside of a tent, right next to a truck stop. I mean, I've seen it all
over. It's a whole gamut out there.
Right.
I drive all over the nation.
Yeah, you probably see it too.
You see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, did I?
That's just selling them, though.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of it, I kind of agree a little bit with Jerry on the sales, getting some potential people in here, because now, before, you couldn't shoot them anywhere, basically, in the state eye. Now you can't, so they're going to.
if we don't have them in the city limits, they'll go outside the city limits somewhere. So they're going to fire them. Instead of going to Missouri to buy these things, Marvin will make some revenue. They're going to buy them because they can shoot them all now off in a rural area.
I agree. We'll sell them to you, but you can't use them here yet.
In the city limits.
Yeah.
But you can elsewhere, which that opens all that up. I'm not sure if the fire department's going to be happy with that.
So if they're not in town.
Well, they're going to buy them. They're not going to buy them here. They're going to go to Missouri and buy them because they can shoot them now.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll do for the usage.
Who makes sure that these pens, let's say they do come, who makes sure that the permits are appropriate?
Fire marshal, police.
Yep, be determined.
Mike?
Isn't this? No, really, who would be in charge of checking them for me?
Craig, with business and commercial zoning, isn't referred to as a structure? I'm not so sure if tents would even qualify to be placed in a business or commercial district. Again, I don't know the answer to that final question, but I don't think a tent could be considered a structure, could it?
I think by definition, it talks about a roof supported by walls or supporting members. So I don't know. It's one of those tough ones to tell, and I'd have to look.
So we probably need some clarification on structure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That special meeting after he gets it figured out.
But if we limit it to building, it would be all right.
Right.
Building.
Yeah, my only question is a tent option.
Is that considered a building?
Mr. Mayor, I believe we have limited the public with it.
Yes, Jeff.
I have people that still approach me, believe it or not, and ask questions about law enforcement, safety issues, things like that. When the fireworks bill passed, I've had people talk to me, and I ended up talking to my wife, who's in the mental health field. One of the concerns, and I think Carolyn mentioned earlier, pet owners. I'm a pet owner, and I've had pets in the past who, it didn't just scar them when it happened. For the rest of their lives, if it thundered, they were under the bed, in the closet, whatever. But maybe a more important issue, I've had people talk to me that have post-traumatic stress disorder, mm-hmm. and the idea of having explosions, you know, whether they be the aerial or whether it's just firecrackers, they're scared to death of the idea that that's going to happen and how that's going to impact them or their family member or whatever. I personally, just because I've got the pets, and I don't like loud noises like that either, but I think your approach is good because I think you're going to learn from the experience of other cities. And I think because it did come upon us so quickly, none of us really know what to expect. I can attest from my years of experience, people do dumb things. Mm-hmm. And when you start handing out explosives to them, you know, the likelihood of something happening, we're still going to have it happen. We've had fireworks going off in Carroll for years. But I think the PTSD is definitely something that maybe as you're in your travels and talk to your constituents, maybe get a better feel if you use this year period of time to gather information from other cities, find out what kind of experience they have with their population, with their pet owners, PTSD, neighborhoods, those types of things. The other question, I guess, I don't know if there's an answer to this, is there a restriction on the hours? I know that the dates are restricted.
Yes.
Okay, the hours are restricted.
There's an hour restriction also.
Okay. Right.
And they're kind of different between July 4th and if you do it around New Year's.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that, I thought it was just July 4th. I didn't realize New Year's you could do fireworks too.
I believe that's back to what Mr. Brewer alluded to as the mess there in front of. So a lot of little pieces that need to come together.
9 a.m. to 10 p.m. except on July 4th, it's 9 a.m. to 11.
Well, on the speaker piece of what allow tents, people come to town and buy them. If we're allowing them to hard-stand buildings, people rent the building, they're still going to come to town. The same people will still be coming, still spending the same money. I'm not a big fan of tents. I don't care to drive to town and see tents. I know that well.
Then I agree with. I think if you do the temporary structures, we can revisit it again, too, yeah. And just see what the volume is going to be. Yeah. They may go somewhere else, but I know that there's someone in town that would be selling out of their commercial building.
You have to start somewhere.
Mike, did you say we could be more restrictive than the state as far as the window for selling the June 1st to July 17th? Can we be more restrictive?
I don't believe you could be more restrictive.
We have to follow for selling those days.
We would need to follow.
Can we set the hours that they can offer these for sale? Or could they be selling them till midnight or, I mean, you know what? There's nothing in here about, I mean, there's hours of usage, but do we set the hours for sale?
For sales?
Are we allowed to under this? I can't find anything.
Day restrictions?
I would imagine not.
Well, yeah, I don't recall if the sale times are actually in the statute. I don't believe so. I think it's just usage.
Yeah, right. The time.
So that would leave the door open for us to regulate times of sales.
I think we should if it's legal.
Restrict sales from 8 to 5, the type of things that would kind of what you're referring, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Whatever we decide, but we need to, you know, keep this.
It could certainly be restricted to the use time.
12:01 to 12:02.
But only on the third Wednesday.
So the limitation basically is just whatever the business owner would want currently. Is that correct?
As far as time?
Yes.
That would be my understanding.
If you get into something that's open 24/7, you know, now they're having to bar the sales or, you know, restrict their area.
Brad, what's your opinion on that? I guess I really never thought about the times for sales. If we ban them in the city and they're buying them at 2 a.m., they still can't shoot them at 2 a.m., so I don't know if that's as much of a concern. If we do end up allowing them, yes, maybe we need to restrict the sales time.
Well, I know what's going to happen if we do this. All right, and visually may happen, perhaps I should say. I would imagine that the phone calls you're getting for saying a tenant spike are going to start coming to me and other business owners outside of the city limits, lock them up, surround them. That's just an assumption that I would make. I said it'll diffuse it outwards. I don't think it'll go away.
No, but I think, you know, we're not going to be able to restrict the sales. That we know for sure. So it's going to happen. There's no reason why we can't restrict it to what current hard buildings already, like you say. Like that point of it's the snake oil salesman coming in and going out, and it's just that jumbling of visualization of the of tent city for a while. I don't think our community, I think we have a lot more respect for our community than that. And so I think the tent, the soft type of structure, I would not agree with. I think if we're going to do it, have a hard. This is a chance to regulate it at that point. If it doesn't work well, we can change it the next year. Because I guess what I'm getting at.
Well, it is nice with the hard structures. Then we do have some controls over it, right, Gene?
There is, but just what crossed my mind now is it like a snow cone shop? Can you something like that?
What determines a hard structure?
Or a building brought in. Eight by 10 or 10 by 12, which you can bring into the city now without a permit.
Fishing shack.
Is that considered a hard building or you say permanent structure, I guess? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that would be another one that could possibly pop up as a 10 by 12 little shack.
Or the semi trailer.
Yeah.
Or the bread truck, UPS truck type thing.
I bet we'll see all of those things.
So we need a building structure with a permanent address, that type of thing. Maybe.
Chief Burke, I only discharge a firearm when you go to kick him out.
then the question here is to restrict to certain zoning districts.
That's done, right?
That's, we got that done, okay. So we just want to know temporary structures, or?
I think at this point, we probably have enough direction. We need to go back and use the code sections, and then we'll fashion something based on this discussion. Unless there's something.
Hold on, check on that, can you see what kind of hours he spoke to you around?
What about having a permanent structure that's, like, all year round permanent structure? Instead of somebody bringing a semi in or something, secondary.
Or foundation?
You know, yeah, has something, I'm just trying to eliminate the semi and trucks on it to, something that has to be here 365 days a year structure.
I think that goes back to, I need to look at the code on what we find.
Then they could say a mobile home, or somebody could just park a mobile home and jack it up.
Year all year round.
It could be, once you jack it up, and you're talking to wheels, and that's done. That's how mobile homes work too.
What about on temporary structures? It's more than that simple.
Say it again.
No temporary structures.
Why need to go back and look at what, how we define a commercial structure? Does that mean?
So is all you need tonight, Mike, you just need this guidance that you've heard from our discussion tonight to try to form things forward then, or do you need motions tonight? Do you have any other questions?
Special meeting that happened before?
I don't think we need to, at this point.
Well, what happens on June 1st when somebody wants to sell? They won't be able to.
Well, there's some things that they have to do before they reach that point. Number one would be receive the license for permit. Number two, you know, apply, they wouldn't necessarily have to apply, but they'd have to meet our zoning.
That structure, that's going to affect under 13, so you have any for that?
I think the real key takeaway here is doing our due diligence and making sure we do long-term what's right for the people at Carroll. I'm glad to hear that around the table.
I'm worried turning 12 because what the next day they need to know what people are making plans of coming here and doing something, all of a sudden they get here, it's like, no, we can't.
So wait till June 12th.
That's why I'm saying it's too late. It's not really fair to those people that are trying to.
I think they're going to have.
We don't have nothing set for them, except for the date.
Sure, but I don't know if it's necessarily our responsibility to be responsible for them. I mean, they're going to be other communities that they're going to have to attempt to get into and whatnot.
I tend to agree with that. It's going to be, I think there's going to be enough open communities that they're not going to have the resources to source everything anyway, so they'll go past least resistance.
Right. And where they set up, they literally, I think the time's going to come is after July 1 when this is all comes to fruition and it's all done. They're going to have the whole 365 to start their bartering process with communities again. So, anything else? You have an idea?
Yep.
You good?
Thank you.
Thank you.